Did I scare you?
Listening to the podcast that answers the only question that matters in horror film, did I scare you? I am your host, Jake Albrecht.
I am his co-host and America's littlest brother, Vin.
How you doing today, Vin?
Oh, I'm just dandy. How are you doing?
What's the matter? What's your beef?
We fucking mean, what's the matter? You know goddamn well what's the matter.
No, tell me.
No, you did this to us. You know what's wrong.
What'd I do?
Fuck you.
You tell me what I did.
Fuck you, dude. You know what you did. You know what you did? You wasted my fucking morning. That's what you did.
Vinny, your time's not that precious.
Fuck you. Go fuck yourself, you asshole. Go fuck.
What are you doing anyways? You fucking watch Breaking Bad again?
Go die in a fucking hole. Fuck you. You fucking...
What hole could fit me? For those of you who haven't listened before, this is not the podcast where my brother is, I don't know, I wouldn't say hilariously, but over the top angry with me, at me. This is the podcast where we two brothers switch off picking horror movies in an attempt to scare the other one. Vinny, I selected the movie this week. What is the name of the movie I selected?
Oh, God. You selected for all of our viewing pleasure the 2023 Skinamarink.
Yep. Written and directed by some guy from Creepypasta YouTube.
Yay.
Skinamarink, around Awesome Fest or one of those fucking ones.
Yeah.
Got accidentally, wink, leaked to the public. In a way that suddenly built up a lot of attention for it. So I went and saw it in January, not knowing much about it other than a lot of critics were excited about it. Didn't even see a trailer.
You'd see the In This House.
Nope. Nope. It's one of the more unique viewing experiences of my life. I went in not knowing what the fuck to expect other than like, maybe someone would make windows disappear.
Jake, I gotta ask you a question. When you think of Skinamarink, do you also think of that song, the Skinamarinky Dicky Dick, Skinamarinky Do?
Yeah, I did some research this week, Vin. Apparently, that didn't start with Bram and Lois and whatever on that TV show. That is a song that goes back to 1910s.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it... It's one of those kind of songs where you put on the vinyl and skirtamarinky dinky dink, skirtamarinky do, I love you.
I mean, it's kind of the vibe that this movie's going for, if we're being honest.
Nice. I nailed it then.
All right, so the movie takes place in 1995. It's very grainy. I don't...
That's it.
I said last week, it. Maybe I'll say it again. It's abstract. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
I watched several people walk out of the movie because they were pretty upset.
Jake, can I tell you something? It definitely. You know what's hilarious about this is that I read a review on this movie, and someone had said it is a test of patience to get to more or less like the underlining theme of this movie. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. My patience was put to its final test, and I'm pretty sure I would have made it about half hour and been like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, I would say my attention span is not above average.
Mine is below that, that's for sure.
And I did think about you specifically after I got out of it, being like, what the fuck would Vinny have made of this?
Yeah, yeah. I have ADHD, so yeah, my attention span is limited.
Now, I should say, and this is important, several people love this movie a great deal.
Yeah, some might say a listener of our podcast.
Yeah, she might have had an Instagram post about it, and who knows? Maybe we chase her up, John and Chris style, this week.
I just want to, like, you know, we're gonna get through this bitch, and we're gonna do what we can with whatever. But I mean, I want to know. I need to know from the people. I need you to reach out and tell me if you see this movie, like, what the fuck you made of it, and what do you see? Because I ain't seeing it. I'm not seeing it.
I mean, like, quite literally, you can't see most of it's on the screen.
I went into this thinking, this is bad. Jake usually is pretty good at cluing me in when things are bad. I wasn't expecting how bad, but, I mean, I tried, folks. I tried not to browse on my phone while watching this. I did my best to pay attention to every ounce of it. I fucking can't. I couldn't do it. My fucking mind was so bored. I was so bored watching this stupid fucking movie. I'm not hiding it. This movie sucks. This is terrible. This is so fucking... It was such a waste of time. And, like, all these people are like, boo-boo. It's like, you test your patience and you're gonna... You'll be paid off. It's eerie. It's sinister when you really think of it. I don't care. I don't fucking think of it. I don't have time for that shit. Fuck that. Fuck this. You know how many episodes... We've done 149 episodes. You know how much patience I had for some... I'm thinking of ending things. And guess what? I think I like that movie more than this movie. Yeah.
I mean, at least you could see faces in that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Guess what? I finally said it. I finally found a movie that I'm like, okay, that movie's worse than this one. And I hated that movie. And I hate this one with a passion. I don't know how we're going to do this episode. I have no idea. And guess what, folks?
I took notes.
And guess what? Guess what? You know what's my artistic fucking, like, what I'm gonna do for this? I ain't even gonna fucking really edit this episode. I'm just gonna fucking let it roll. I'm gonna let it be raw. So whatever, cough, sneezes, everything, you're gonna get it.
I mean, like, how different is that from the last 50
episodes? No, no, listen, hey, we're gonna test your patience. How about that?
Alright.
Test all yours.
Do you want to name the characters in this movie?
Yeah, if you fucking see them, which you kind of do, I guess. You have boy, girl, mother, and father. That's it. And baby demon.
Demon. Yeah.
Did I do
it? I call the little guy little guy.
Oh, okay.
He's a little guy. He's got a little cute. I mean, he's like a real four-year-old. And if you're like, oh, what do they do to the four-year-old? It's like, nothing really. Don't worry about it. It's mostly voiceover.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to let the people know that you didn't know it was a little girl in there?
Not. Yeah, it was a sibling. You don't get a good look at her. I say her now confidently. At the end of the movie, he talks to the demon. The demon's like, your sister wouldn't stop bitching, so I did something to her. And I was like, there was a girl in there?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And do any of these people have acting, like, chops to them? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't... Here's the other thing. It's like the audio is real bad.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if
but it's artistic, Jake. Hey, wait. You can't say it's bad. It's
I can say it's bad.
No, you can't. Yeah. It's artistic.
It might be intentional, but that doesn't mean it's not bad.
Fucking oh my God.
Alright, easy boy, easy.
Got me so heated right now.
You're gonna make me look like the guy that's like, hey, well, it's not that bad. Like, I literally fought with people for weeks about this online after I saw it. I was a crazy person.
The older I get...
I had national known critics get upset with me.
No way. You serious? What, on IMDb?
No, on Twitter.
Oh.
He was like, that's... I said, it's like an emperor has no clothes thing, and people are just seeing what they want to see with this. He was like, that's a weird thing to post when I just said I liked something. I said, all right, dude.
Yeah, hey, whatever, you know? I guess... No, it's just, I can't see it. I can't see the value. I mean, like, so creepypastas, right? If you don't know what creepypastas are, they're like, just like urban legends, like on like the low scheme. You know, like Slender Man, that's a creepypasta. That's where that came from. And I remember when I watched those like videos, I was a little like freaked because I'm like, okay, these are like, they're not bad. They're low budget, but they're little like clips and like that's where they live. When you when you get a budget to do a full movie where it's nothing but a creepypasta. All
right, hold on. He didn't get a budget. This was like, I don't know, a $25,000 movie or something.
All right, how much money did this movie make is what I want to know.
It made over $1 million, which
get the
is wild.
Get out, flush it down. Set it on fire. That's horse. Fuck that.
One of the better returns on investment.
Oh, no.
It's a bona fide hit. This guy's going to be back. He's going to do it again.
Oh, you can't. Fucking Jesse Pinkman. You can't get away with this.
Speaking of which, he'll probably get Aaron Paul or something to be in the next one, so you'll be looking at his feet.
Oh, my God. I just, like... Creepypastas are fine in short spit, like short little things. You can't make a whole movie out of it and be like, it's an artistic, like, ooh, look at all the things. It's like, there's nothing new in this. It just feels lazy.
Yeah, I don't have the patience for creepypasta either, to be honest with you.
It's like little blurbs where you're like, oh, that's like goofy. You know, like, there was, like, the haunted, like, Pokemon cartridge called, like, the black one where it has the souls of Japanese children in it. And, like, there's, it's a fucked up.
Ben.
Yeah.
Ben.
Yeah.
What you're describing sucks so much ass.
Exactly.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. Let's move on. Let's move on to the movie. You gotta say the thing, and then we do it.
Maybe I don't want to. Maybe I don't want to fucking...
All right, let's go to the movies.
Oh, God damn it, fine. Let's go to the movies. Oof.
Let's tarry no further. Wait, hold on. Let's see if my Google Docs is available. Thank God, I haven't changed my password recently. Get him a rig. Are you ready, Vin? I don't fucking care. Here we go. IFC Midnight, baby. Gravy Black, 1995. Hope you like creepypasta.
Do you like when movies do like the title card and like the casting in the beginning, like it's an old movie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I kind of like that touch.
Yeah, they're getting some exposition out of the way at the same time they're doing the title cards. That's good stuff as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I feel like not a lot of movies do that, or like Quentin Tarantino movies love to do that, that's for sure.
There was a movie that came out last year called Drive My Car. I believe it was nominated
baby,
for Best
you
Picture.
Baby, drive my car. Baby, I love you.
All right, but one of the interesting things about that movie was that the opening title and all of the credits didn't come in until about 40 minutes into the movie.
Oh, that's kind of...
So when it happens, you're like, oh, shit, that didn't happen yet?
That's wild. What a surprise. A beep, beep, yeah!
Anywho, back to the movie. Hallway at... No. Get ready to hear that a lot.
Oh.
Kid walking across the carpet to talk to his dad. His sister sits down on the floor next to him. There's some talking happening in the background. All the cartoons were public domain, so don't send your lawyers after the director, Ben.
Yeah, this is like... cheap knockoff. This is like Betty Bop like style, like cartoons going on.
Yeah. And they're like, the makers of this film think Joshua Buchalter, 1991 to 2021. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that's about.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't know.
Get ready for another one, Raven. It's going to make you roll your eyes right when I say it. Legos on the floor.
There's a lot of them. A lot of that good old ASMR like shit too, of like them being like sloshed around a lot and moved.
Yeah. They use like public domain sounds too for like the socks of the carpet. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, they're wrong. Because everyone gave him shit about it. Because it's like, krunk, krunk, krunk. It's like, you know, a kid walking on a carpet. Krunk, 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 krunk.
Jake, maybe I think I figured it out. I think I, you know what? I think I'm starting to come on to something. Maybe the people that really love this movie are big time ASMR weirdos. And they're like, oh, that sounds so good.
I don't think so, unless they're into like bone crunching, which we hear later.
A lot of screaming and a lot of repeat too. Go on. Proceed.
I watch this movie on my projector, and sometimes I get like paranoid that my projector's not showing like the coloring right on movies. But I'm glad to watch a movie like this because I'm like, nah, anything wrong is this fucking movie's problem.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going in knowing this thing's broken. So it's like someone fucking had this thing in the can and they're like, all right, time to finally release it. Just dropped it in a puddle and they're like, yeah, fine, whatever. Works.
Yeah, because you're trying to do, like, a VHS tape, like, rainy thing, although it's, like, very digitized, so. Mm-hmm.
And everyone's, like, voice is very washed out.
And, like, crackly.
Did you have this movie on subtitles?
No.
That probably would have helped you a little.
I saw it before, and I was like, I know they have nothing important to say. You can't fucking fool me twice. All right, appear up to a dark hallway.
Oh my god.
Cut to the same room at night. We're just cutting to different spots of the house with an old-timey TV on that cuts out. This is basically like a Paranormal Activity where only the parts where nothing happens but not fast-forwarded.
Yeah, this is like a movie that was like nothing but B-roll.
Yep. Hey, kid gets out of bed. We pan around a hallway very slowly. We stare at a wall for a while. Then the kid is sitting in the hallway by the nightlight. Mm-hmm. A blanket gets dragged out of the hallway closet. The kid is sitting at the top of the stairs. He asks if someone is hiding. Digitized dark stairway. Little kid crying and sputtering. Lights turn on all over the house. Crumpled blanket in the hallway. Pan around wood paneled wall. Old ass TV comes on. We hear some old cartoon music come on, but the TV turns off. Doors opening. A phone. A dialed tone. A man tells someone he's fine, but he fell down the stairs and hit his head. He didn't need stitches though, Finn.
Jake? Is at this point of the movie where I'm like, okay, kid's dead, so whatever's happening is just probably a roaming nightmare, I think.
I don't think so, because he's asking someone if they're hiding when he's at the top of the stairs.
I'm just piecing
what... So if there's a real demon, maybe it went like, a little shove.
Oh man.
Right? That's just an opening act.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a red herring, maybe.
I definitely the first time I saw it thought he was in a coma or something.
Yeah.
Based on the part later where they're like, why is mom crying?
Well, it's one of those kind of things where it becomes a theory. I did watch a YouTube video to better explain whatever the fuck was going on, and like, yeah, that's part of one of the theories.
The other theory I've read is that the mom either abused them or killed herself in front of them.
Yeah.
And this is like a nightmare of them processing that.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of, like, question of abuse between, like, the parents and separation, hence why the kids are kind of left by themselves in this movie to kind of do it. You know, they roam around at night and, yeah.
That's kind of a 90s kid thing, though, honestly.
I mean, I did it all the time. I got out of bed, went downstairs, and turned the TV on, and just, you know, watched whatever.
Yep. Yep. I mean, like, your parents wouldn't be home for hours at a time, and you'd just be left to your own devices.
I hated that. That was, like, something I remember growing up, like, hating. I'd like turned all the lights on in the house. That really seriously freaked me out. I call our grandmother to come over.
Yeah, our mom, when she would leave, would sometimes turn the TV on to let us think that someone was there.
I'll tell you something.
I did think about that when I watched this movie the first time.
Let me tell you something. My mother-in-law does the same thing at my house. She leaves that.
What do you mean?
She turns the TV on and watches.
You're
it.
A grown man. What are you talking about?
She lives with me. She lives with
so
us.
So she leaves the TV on to make you think someone's there.
No, I don't think she like the she just leaves it on and then just goes home, like goes like out somewhere.
See, but you said she does the same thing, but what you meant was she does something different entirely.
Well, no, she just leaves the TV on and just leaves.
But I said our mom turned it on as a ruse to trick us, and you said TVs. This is the part where I talk.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
No, I say tomato, and you say that reminds me of a pumpkin, which is the same. Try this pasta sauce, which is orange and gross.
Anywho. Where the fuck are we? You know what? I'm gonna take a guess.
A toilet flushes. Yeah. Night light. Okay. Hallway light turns on. Kid is walking around cautiously. I assume because you don't want to tumble down them stairs again.
Yeah, you do it once. It's just like it becomes your, like, you know, you look at those stairs. Listen, I slipped down my stairs and I look at them differently.
My son fell down the stairs when I was sitting on the couch once. I thought he was running down the stairs until, like, he came pinwheeling around right at my face level so I could see his, like, look of surprise as he fell backwards. And I was like, oh, no.
We can laugh because he's okay.
It was cinematic.
What did he say after that? Did he freak out?
I, like, you know, he just whimpered a little, and I was like, oh, buddy, and then I picked him up, and, you know.
Yeah. Stairs bad.
He's all right, but I was like, that's why we don't play on the stairs, bud.
You learn once, and there you go.
It was wild, though. Anywho. Kid walking around. Right, he calls out for his dad. Another pair of children's feet emerge. I find out later this is his sister.
Yeah. Would you think it was originally the theories? You're like, Dad?
No, I thought that they were both little boys. I had no idea. Little guy. Oh, wait, no. A window appears and disappears on the wall. And it had to appear again after disappearing because otherwise you wouldn't know. It just looks like a wall.
Right. Or it looks like a smash cut where they're just like, we're in a different spot in the house.
Yeah, plus, like, nothing looks clear, so. And it's like a real, like, 1950s alien noise, too, when it disappears. It's like. Yep. Little guy asks where they went. They go downstairs and call for their dad. No answer. The front door appears and disappears. And then there's popcorn ceiling. Oh, that's just the fucking worst. Yeah, that's just asking for carcinogens. Anyways, they pick up the phone, but there's no signal. They're sitting by the sofa. Little guy has to sleep downstairs tonight. They fire up a Fleischer cartoon on the VHS. Little guy can't fall asleep with the lights on. That is not how I was as a little kid. Oh, yeah, well, we would get yelled at for that. And our sister had a nightlight, and I was, like, really jealous of that. Yeah. We were above the garage, too. It wasn't great.
We lived like fucking peasants.
Anywho. Little guy tells sister he loves her and right back at him. Dark doorway! Is something there? No. Sister wakes up. She says it's time to get up, she thinks. They get some cereal on the carpet. Sister said. Based on what happens, it seems like they're unstuck in time, right? I don't know, some point later, they drop 500 days on the screen, and you're supposed to be like, oh! And I'll be like, yeah, that's what it felt like in this theater. Alright, sister says she's going upstairs to get some stuff. Upstairs! Door creaking. Rustling. Nightlight is unplugged from the wall. Dun, dun, dun! Legos are strewn about. Yeah, then the camera does the thing where it looks at the nightlight, and then it looks at the parents' bedroom, and then it looks at the nightlight again. You're like, hey, Dad, you climb in through the window, and then, like, unplug the nightlight? They're like, no fucking nightlights. He keeps taking it out. That's why the kid tumbled down the stairs. He's like, hey, Dad, how about a glass of...
Freaking energy costs. He pulls it out the wall. The dunk, 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 dunk.
Yeah, but every month that electric bill comes in, he's like, well, I mean, the medical covers most of the whole stair falling thing. He didn't even need stitches. Girl calls out for her father. No answer. Nightlight is back, but then it goes out. Okay. Crayons, coloring books, more doorways, with lights going on, and off. Kids walking around. There's a popping noise. Fuck if I know why.
There's always a popping noise. Always. It's just there, ominously.
In the cartoon, two sleeping kids start drifting towards the heavens. That's one vote for coma. Little guy wants to know why mom is crying. Then he asks why no one's come yet. That's 2 points for coma.
His coma is his running away with this one.
Sister doesn't know. Then she says, maybe we should just... But then there's a thudding and a crash. Slow pan on the wall. There's a chair on the ceiling. That's some wacky shit. Sister thinks they should be quiet, lest they disturb the chair. Deb, we were talking about this thing that I wanted to bring up in this way.
Go on.
He suggests that Dad went with Mom. Sister doesn't want to talk about Mom. Digitized darkness. Light turns on. Slow pan. Little guy wants Sister to come see something. The toilet appears and disappears.
Uh-oh. Now we're going to have to shit on the floor.
I think the lamp is gone too, but I can't tell because you can't see shit in this movie. Anyways, somebody's getting a flashlight. Dark hallway, a closet, in the kids' room, on the wall, is something that drops. You tell me. On the ceiling is a naked doll. We stay on it a long time, and then the girl gets jump scared by little guy, who cannot shit upstairs without the lights on.
Yeah, that's almost impossible. Thank God for phones, at least, to give you some light. Although it's 1995, so they're shit out of luck.
Yeah, their phones don't do nothing but block the internet. They get some buckets for the bathroom.
And they slide them in the area. And then you hear...
That's where a toilet used to live.
And then you hear, like, the little guy say, gross.
I'm glad that the demon made not just the toilet disappear, but also the plumbing. So it'd be like, oh, just shit into this pipe.
Ugh, I'd feel terrible for those parents to, like, get up in the morning and be like, what smells like shit? Oh, my God.
What the fuck did you do with the toilet? You little fucking monster.
I'm about to send your ass down the stairs again. I mean, you're going to accidentally go down those stairs again.
Hey, who? Sister's like, hey, did you see anything weird upstairs? Little guy's like, be more specific.
Yeah, like, come on.
But he actually, because he's like a real little guy, it's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Lego rustling. Lego close-ups. Feet shuffling. Feet standing. Dark doorway. Oh, man. Something whispers, come upstairs. One of them is heading up there. It's the sister, but you can't fucking tell.
Yeah, and it's like, why? Why are we? Why? No. Why are you going upstairs?
Dark doorway. Parents' bedroom. A figure on the bed. Sister calls out for dad. No answer. She's heading over there. He's just kind of sitting on the edge of the bed, not moving, right, Vin?
Yeah, isn't that their mom? I'm pretty sure that's their mom that's on the edge of the bed.
Wow, you've really checked out. It's the dad first, Vin.
Oh, fuck.
It's pretty important.
Uh-oh.
Dad feet tells her to look under the bed. She does, POV style. Is something scary under there? No. It's just digitized darkness. She's like, I can't see anything. Dad, not moving, says nothing. She tries again, POV. It's scary this time, right? They built you up then? I mean, they do it the second time, you're all ramped up?
No, at this point, I think I'm, like, scrolled through Twitter at least three times over.
Clearly. No, there's nothing. This time when she goes up, Dad is gone and Mom is sitting on the edge of the bed.
There it is.
Silence. Mom says sister's name but doesn't turn around. Sister's like, what's up?
Yeah, hey.
Mom starts saying something, but there's a rustling above. We look up at the ceiling, but nothing's happening.
My God.
Mom had looked up too, but she's back to slumped position. Mom says, we love you, little guy, very much. Then she says her name again. She tells her to close her eyes. Sister does not oblige immediately, so she adds, please. We go dark. When she opens them, Mom is gone. Finn, this demon can make toilets disappear, but for moms, it's like, turn around.
You gotta turn around. You can't look. Well, they weren't looking at the toilet at the time when it disappeared.
Just imagine, like, a real cartoony demon just, like, hauling a toilet out the window. Just like,
The plumbing, too, you know? He just,
I want to play with the toilet in the backyard where no one can look at me.
It's like, close your eyes. It's like, close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Close them.
Damn it.
Speckling up where the window used to be.
All right, open them.
We look around the room. Mom is gone. Slight creaking. Slow pan. Mom says, oh, you're still here? And tells her to go downstairs. Then there's a crunching noise and a beep. It cuts downstairs. Sister goes down there. Little guy's like, where'd you go? She's like, help me move the couch to block the doorway.
She's like, no.
It's like, things got pretty weird up there.
Let me just tell you, don't go up there.
Mom and Dad are here, but they're not in the mood to talk, right?
They're talking to weird riddles and then tell me to close my eyes. It wasn't good.
Sister got some juice for the little guy. What a bell! Little guy's like, what happened upstairs? Dark doorways. Little guy is looking for sister. No answer. He gets a stuffed animal. There's a lot of shots of Legos and walls.
Yeah, isn't there like a point where like we hear a lot of like ASMR of like Lego building in between that? Just...
It's like 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God. What fuck?
Legos are moving around. Stuffed animal dragged into darkness. And the Legos and stuffed animal are on the wall now. The VHS is up on the ceiling. Okay.
Is at this point then the demon says, like, I want to play.
No, too early.
Oh!
Look, you can't play these games when I actually take notes. You can't get me confused. See, I see now that you were always the problem. The demon does talk, Vin, but no, he says something different. Or she. Hashtag feminism.
That's okay. All right, yeah.
It says, come to the basement. Okay, little guy's head down there. Darkness and outlet. Sister is calling little guy's name, but it sounds like from far away. She says she's scared. She feels strange. Her face is gone. Little guy runs upstairs and is huffing and puffing cartoonishly.
Yeah.
He's like...
I mean, I'd feel the same way.
Cartoon is still going strong. The demon calls out little guy's name. He calls back, hello? And his little funny guy, his little guy funny voice. Demon tells little guy to sleep. Probably never again, man.
Yeah.
Oh, in the basement, my sister didn't have a face.
Not a good sign.
Tape stops for a second on the TV, and then it starts up. A rabbit is doing a magic trick where it's fucking with a dog. The tape pauses. We can assume it's the demon watching, because it keeps looking at the bunny on the floor of the video like, bunny? Bunny?
Bunny?
Bunny?
Bunny?
Bunny? The tape pauses. In the video, the bunny makes itself disappear, and it's like, hey, that's like me!
He's like, I like that part. Let's, repeat it.
Over and over and over again. Then the bunny on the floor disappears. Okay. Dark. Hallways. Ceilings. Legos. So many Legos. Dark.
So hallways. Dark.
Demon says it wants to play. Then it repeats it a little more insistently, like, I want to play.
Yeah, he gathered up all the Legos for himself. So he's kind of selfish.
Yeah, I mean, we got Legos up the wazoo here, dude. Have at it. Hope you like that rabbit disappear, because we're doing it a few more times.
That's his favorite part.
Little guy sitting on the floor huffing and puffing. I'm not sure what room he's in.
I think he's just hiding. Like, at this point, like, after what he saw in the basement, he's like, oh, fuck that shit. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where my sister is. Like, I think he's just more or less like, I'm not playing around anymore.
Demon wants to play, man. So he tells him to put a knife in his eye. We hear crying immediately, so guess he did.
Not a fun game.
There's blood on a door, stumbling around. Blood on the door from a different angle. I'm not a doctor, but I bet an eye wouldn't spurt blood like that if you put a knife in it.
Nah, it would have that weird orange goo, right? Just like in
No, it would just trickle down your face. It wouldn't shoot out like a fucking geyser from your head.
I don't know. Is there an artery in your eyeball? I have no clue.
Unless he's coming with some real force there, in which case it probably hit the brain behind it.
I mean, he won the game at that point then, I guess, right?
All right. Legos. Top of a head. Back of a head. Lots of hair. Can't tell if it's the sister or the mother. Whatever. A phone. A ringtone. Little guy remembers 911. For a four-year-old, I'm fucking impressed.
I know.
Little guy says he's hurt and feels sick because he put a knife in his eye. How hurt is he? And it's like, well, let's just say everyone's going to be calling me Blinky. Dispatcher says, can you be a brave guy? Then he's like, why are you whispering? Is someone there? Then she's like, hey, where are you? And he says, I'm by the door, but it's disappeared. And she's like, obviously, he's lost too much blood.
Yeah, he's definitely like, what was that disappeared? What do you mean? And it's just like, no, nah, like, you know, something's there.
Yeah,
and
like,
then
the door was there. That's gone.
He says it so, like, casually, too.
Then she starts going like, hello, hello, hello. Like me when I have a difficult customer and I pretend their connection's dropping. Dave drops the phone. Dark hallway. Close up, dark hallway. So dark. So close. Dark, dark, dark. Flashlight on. The phone is turned into a toy phone with eyes.
Oh, man, there's that goddamn phone again.
Little guy asks if the demon did that. Legos. Blood on the floor. Little guy asks the demon how he could do this shit. Demon's like, I can do anything. Your sister didn't do what she was told. She wanted her mom and dad, so I took her mouth away. Demon says, hey, little guy, come upstairs. He does. The demon says some stuff when he gets up there. I don't understand what it is.
I can't remember. I had subtitles, but I can't even remember what the fuck it said.
I think he's just like, go through that doorway, but little guy's walking on the ceiling now.
Yeah, oh,
demon
yeah.
Demon says, Don't stop. Doors this way. Come on,
keep
going.
crawling. Don't ignore that. Like, watch out for that light, you know, at the top right there, because, you know, now you're upside down.
And little guy's like, so many dead bugs in there.
It's so surprising how they all just end up in there.
He opens the door. Digitized darkness. He's drifting away from the door. Into darkness. He goes past what's his face in the sunken place. Like, help, these white people are trying to steal my bread.
Now the demon's got the little boy.
Little guy's like, all right, I'm in. Can I go back now? Legos on the ceiling. A turned over house. The screen says 572 days. Then, okay.
All right, then. I guess we're to assume that we've been stuck in this Skinnamarink house for 500.
Still got Skinnamarinked for 572 days. The video started back up again. We're pulling back on Legos and tilted house. Cartoon is getting louder. You see the mom on the bed again, still turn around. Or maybe it's the sister. I don't fucking know. So much darkness. House from a distance in darkness? Is it their house? Fuck if I know. Flashlight on, flashlight off, dark doorways. Eyes in the dark. It's the phone guy. It rings for a jump scare.
Yeah, it rings and the face like changes and the eyes too.
Yeah, it like rolls around.
Yeah, like woo-hoo. I get horny when my phone goes off.
Upsetting. Demon voice is saying something, but it is not enunciating.
Can you repeat that?
Hey, all the pictures of the kids now, they don't have heads.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I definitely at that point I'll be like, oh, that's fucked up.
That's not so fun.
Yeah. Woof. I don't like that. It's like heads missing and a lot of weird shit, and it gets weirder.
Yep. Screaming and blood. Then the rabbit music plays as blood disappears. Then we keep doing it on the loop over and over.
Screaming that blood. Then we repeat, screaming that blood.
And also, there's like kind of demon laughing. If you heard that, so it's kind of like, that's fucking classic.
It sounds like fucking.
I took a head off a 6-year-old girl. I took that bitch carried off. It's like popping a grape out.
Let's do it again. He sounds like the fucking Bowser laugh from Mario 64.
Yeah. Used to be a little girl with no head. Hey-o. Little guy calls out to his sister and it's like, can we watch something happy, not you getting your head popped off a million times?
He's like, I'm having so much fun doing this, though. You don't like this?
Digitized darkness, an indistinct face in the dark. It tells little guy to go to sleep. Little guy's like, what's your name? And it's just like, Skinnamarink.
Which
it's like, no, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna answer.
Which answer? Well, what were you saying? Well, that one is another win column for coma.
It kind of looks like the mom, though, right?
It does, yeah.
Like, that's the deal I get. So the mom's dead.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
Or I don't know.
Guess what, folks?
It just tells him to go to sleep again. And Vinny, it's over.
Yup.
We done got Skinnamarinked. Vinny,
I'm pissed at myself because I told myself that I wasn't going to edit this episode. And guess what? I think this fucking program Skinnamarinked me.
Vinny, I selected the movie this week. It falls upon me to ask you the eternal question. Did I scare you?
Oh, you fucking scare me. Oh my god, I'd really...
I hate this fucking movie.
I'm having,
but I need to be honest about something.
Yeah, go on.
I watched this in January, right?
Uh-huh.
I had a real hard time sleeping and walking around in the dark for like a week after.
Well, so this movie scared you.
I was sitting on the couch and being like, what would it be like, though, if a Scantamarink asked me to come upstairs? I'm like, I'll tell you what, just sitting here, I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like it one bit, sir.
No, not whatsoever. That's fucking hilarious.
I wasn't as mad this time because I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah, I guess I'm feeling kind of how you felt the first time then.
But in the last 20 minutes, I was definitely like, please stop.
Yeah, please end. Just end. You don't have to do this anymore.
Keep looking at socks and Legos and being like, okay, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening.
Man, I get a half hour in. And I texted Jake and I said, there's no way that this whole entire movie is like this, right?
When I saw it the first time, it was about 15 minutes in where I was like, oh no, it's all going to be like this.
Oh my God.
Like, this isn't like a weird way to establish, like, they're just not going to show us any faces. I'm going to be looking at feet the whole time.
Yeah. Feet and Legos.
All right. Here's what I want to say, though. Okay? Mm-hmm. I felt like they were trying to do something here. I didn't like the results, but I always respect when people try to do something and they go out on a limb. And I understand why some people respond to that, while others, such as myself, can't fucking stand it. But, like, I don't know, like, there's that Russell Crowe movie coming out called, like, The Pope's Exorcist or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that movie has not an original thought in its fucking head. Like, it's just gonna go through the playbook, it's gonna give you your basic shit, it's gonna be boring as hell. I would rather see this movie than that one any day of my life, even though I'm sure that one will be less annoying.
I just feel like that movie, though, would at least have different things to look at on the screen than just...
I mean, yeah, you'd be able to see Russell Crowe's face. There's no way he'd be like, what do you mean you're gonna just do my fucking songs? Alright, I can't do an Australian accent. Fine, are you happy? He's always like, Tonga, right?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, man. I'm never watching this movie ever again. I won't do it. I'd rather beat the shit out of someone if they tried making me watch it again.
Let's not go to violent impulses immediately, Finn. All right, I probably won't either, but then I never thought I'd watch it again, and here we are.
You did it. You did it, and you told me you were going to a while ago, and I was like, oh, well, I hope to Christ I'd never see that day. Well, fortunately.
Well, it happened. All right, they... If you were anyone in this movie, who would you be?
I mean, I guess I'd be the little boy.
Yeah, we're both of the kids left alone with the TV, as I already said.
Yeah, yeah, that's easy.
I have a gif-able moment. I mean, phone eyes is like a real gift.
Yeah, the phone eyes. And then, I don't know. Maybe there's just the still image of the father at the edge of the bed. And just contemplating.
Yeah, just like, wow, it's tough to get up for work.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's nothing to see. How can you gift this movie?
Yeah, I don't.
Impossible. All right. That's going to do it for Scantamarink. Thank fucking Christ.
Yeah, that was, well, I'm not going to say fun. And I don't know, I didn't really have a lot to add to this because, well, there really wasn't a lot to say.
All right, do we have any mail for this week?
We do. All
right, tell me all about it. All
right, this one comes from our buddy Christian.
Yeah.
He titles it Skinnama Fuck My Life. Agreed.
Oh, what do you think of it?
Jake, the horror. I'm going to watch this one today against my better judgment. But everything I'd read on it was that it was terrible. So, you know.
He must have read something I wrote online.
Maybe he did. You mentioned seeing people walk out of on this one, which got me thinking. Have either of you ever walked out on a movie?
Yes.
I typically stick all the way through because, like, I paid.
Wasn't because of the movie.
Jake, what was it, Jake Tarr, right, that you walked out on?
No. Some other guy walked out of that. That was funny, though. No, I saw War Horse with my wife, and a bunch of teenagers snuck in, and they were being really obnoxious, and I went and asked someone to kick them out. And they just came and, like, talked to them for a second, then they left. Then the kids were still being obnoxious. I think I threw a quarter at one.
Bink!
But, like, eventually I was just like, this isn't fun anymore, so I left. And, like, I asked for a refund, which my wife's like, they're not going to give us a refund. There's only, like, 30 minutes left. And it's like, they will. So, like, I did the whole carrot bit. I was like, I asked them, you know, I pay good money. You let people in who didn't have tickets for it. I asked you to take care of it. You didn't. Like, you have to give me a refund. And they did.
Nice.
And I've still never seen the end of War Horse. But I didn't think it was a good movie. It was a lot of people being really weird about a horse. It's like Benedict Cumberbatch being like, I must draw you this magnificent creature.
So, let that be known that if you make a complaint to movie theaters, you will get a refund.
Oh, yeah, no. If you become a big enough problem for them, they'll give you stuff to get rid of you.
They'll just get him out of here. I can't remember if this has been asked. Yeah, okay, anyways. Update. I apparently started Skinner Suck at some point in the past because the option was resume or start over. Oh, man. Past me walked out on this one. That should be a warning that I heed. But I'm an idiot. Update 2. I don't have playback speed option where I'm watching it. I have to watch it at normal speed. This is unfortunate. Update 3. Well, I survived. Neat. Boy,
is it, he thought the movie was neat, or he thinks it's neat he got through it?
I think it's neat that he got through it. Boys, keep up the great work. Love tuning in every week. Vin, with the new stadium opening in Rhode Island, if you ever follow your Connecticut boys up here, a beer is on me. Soccer bullshit. Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I think we're going to do an away day up there at some point, so yeah. I know we're going to Pittsburgh in August, so.
You go back to the pit?
I love the pit.
The land where we got COVID?
The land, well, yeah. I got COVID later. You got it first.
You got it pretty soon after I did. From me?
Yeah, I wonder if I gave it to those people at the bar that I hung out with at the airport.
Yeah. Thought for another day. Christian, thank you as always for reaching out to us.
He's not done.
There's more?
He sent me a picture and said, I dare you, and it's Shark Side of the Moon. It is a picture of what looks to be like a humanoid shark. He's fucking with a giant moon behind him.
So, like, shark men that live on the moon?
I don't know. He says, I'm fairly certain the tagline of this movie is, there are shark people on the moon.
I like that it's moved past, like, please do this, for us being like, no, we're not going to. You don't have the balls.
You might be right. I don't know. You won't do it, cowards, he says. Oh, you fucking, you testy son
Good
of,
try, you son of a
you testy son of a
bitch.
bitch. Thanks to the ride, ladies. Christian, thanks, man. Thanks for emailing. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging in with us.
Yeah, man. And thanks for reaching out. Always great to hear from people. Vinny, if anyone else wanted to reach us, where could they do so?
Do so at our email at disbypod@gmail.com. That's disbypod@gmail.com.
Vinny, if instead they wanted to reach us on Twitter or
Our
Instagram.
Twitter is disbypod, and our Instagram is Did I Scare You Pod.
All right, please reach out to us. We love hearing from people, always. All right, V, it's come to the point of the week where normally you would be selecting the movie for next week. However, we are going to have a very special guest on next week. We're bringing back our good friend Josh. He has already selected the movie for next week for us, Vin. So we will have to wait till next week to hear what you have picked out for us. Josh has selected a movie that came out in 2022, one of two movies that came out from the same director, one of which we already covered
Oh.
earlier this year.
Oh.
We will be watching Pearl,
Oh, nice.
the prequel to X. Vinny, I've seen this movie already and I fucking loved it. It was actually my number two movie of the year. You haven't seen it yet, but I'm excited for you to finally get to see it.
Yeah, I'm pumped. After watching X, I was like, that was enjoyable, and then I heard that, Pearl had also come out like basically almost immediately in the same year, which is not really something that happens when it comes to sequels. So it's very interesting that they got around to doing that. This is a I forgot who the director of this movie was. Was it Ty West?
It's Ty
Yeah, it was
West.
Ty West. Nice.
Yeah, written and directed by longtime favorite on this show. I think it's better than X, and I like X, so pretty exciting stuff.
Doesn't he have a third movie that's coming out that's based around this? Nice.
Same character, Mia Goth again. I think it's called like Maxine or something. I can't remember. Something like that.
Cool. Well, yeah. No, I'm very excited for this one. I think, dear God, we needed a fucking treat or something fun to do after Skinamarink.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. Let's thank Rebel Escape Pod as always for letting us use their song Monster for our intro and outro. Check them out on Spotify. You have been listening to Did I Scare You? I have been your host, Jake
And I am
Albrecht.
his co-host and America's littlest brother, Vin.
And hey, thanks for the ride, lady.
How you doing, lady? Thanks. Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady. Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Come closer. Never need to fear.